Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Lib, until Charlie gets help with his issues, there won't be no hatchets involved.
Hatchets.
He had some good lines.
It was good. It made no sense.
No.
But I'm afraid Andre thinks that they're actually going to be using hatchets.
Yeah, that's probably a Moldovan thing.
In Moldova, we use re-hatchets.
When we forgive someone, we actually drive hatchet into snow.
Into snow and bury it deep.
Yes.
Deep.
Y'all!
Into potato field.
This is Happily Ever After.
Hey! That hurt my ears.
Hurt mine too. Y'all, this is...
Even my own voice pierces my ears sometimes.
Does... All the time for me. Season 7, episode 2, Truth, Bitter Truth.
Truth.
I don't know why it's called that.
I think it's Smith and Jenny.
Oh, is it Smith? It could be a person we're not covering, too.
Oh, it could be.
I just fast forward through those. I don't even know what's
happening.
He who
shall not be named.
Yes.
It's true. This is our first experience, and I was like, get off my television.
Boop, 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 boop. I boop my TiVo.
Yo, we don't cover Big Pred or Liz.
No, we don't.
And someone actually DM'd me to ask me why, and I would say, go back to listen to the first season of Our Single Life. That's when we decided to stop covering him.
Or just Google.
Or a simple ask of Uncle Google.
Yeah.
I
think even Aunt Bing will let you know.
We'll show you the horrific verbal abuse that phone call that we heard in real life. You can't explain production.
Things on the show, we can kind of, we don't know if they amp that up for
right.
a show. I'll take that with a grain of salt. But something.
But
that
if you show
in
me
life,
something in real life.
Yeah, that was gross. So anyway.
If you hear me clearing my throat, my allergies
Poodle's having a cough drop,
my
y'all.
Allergies are aflame today.
It's 102 in Los Angeles today, and I'm drinking a Coke Icy.
And I'm wearing a Jonathan Brandis shirt.
Oh, and I'm wearing House of 11.
We're both wearing oversized shirts like teenage girls at a sleepover.
It's true. We are. I would love to have a sleepover.
No.
I could do your makeup. We could do face. Wouldn't that be fun?
No, absolutely not.
No, you don't think so?
No, I'd have to bring a friend. And then we kick you out.
I don't want to watch you do that.
Oh, you'd be out long before. Or maybe we could slip you a Mickey and you'd just like pass that on the couch.
That's usually happened in high school. I'd go to sleep and then I would wake up and then find out one of my friends got pregnant that night. And I'd go, I slept through it.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. I didn't know Jamie Ray got fucked.
Y'all, this is Happily Ever After. Couple announcements.
Live shows.
Live messages.
We're doing it live, everybody. You can go all of our, if remember last week, we put out our second stop, our second stop for Tamps, for Tampa. Yep. So
the 14th and the 15th.
14th and the 15th. All those tickets are on sale now. There's still VIP tickets
there
for Tampa.
There are VIP tickets for Tampa available if you missed them.
We do the think that, we do have a feeling, though, that Tampa, both nights, we think are going to sell out. So,
especially, we're both planning some kind of fun things
Poodle's
to do.
Poodle's birthday. Birthday Poodalooza.
You're never going to be able to say it right.
I've said it like five times, and they're all good. Birthday Poodalooza.
Something.
Poodalooza, yes. Old and fucked. But yes.
But I'll be making some decisions on the content that night. It'll be whatever I say goes.
Whatever Poodles, I'm letting him have the night.
So I might, we'll do a little bit of Happily Ever After. I will announce it beforehand.
But on Friday night, we're going to be doing something different on the Friday night show of Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah. So we, Well, we'll cover that later because y'all, it's all happening in a week. So we want to be clear and let y'all know. We'll put out a schedule in a couple of weeks of what we're watching when, so then you know.
It'll be very specific.
Very specific. We're trying to be organized, y'all. We're trying.
Different shows.
Same hoes. All right. So go to our Linktree link in our Reality Gaze podcast Instagram or our Reality Gaze TikTok.
Also, Go close the blinds.
Oh yeah,
while
he's,
I talk
y'all.
About
if you're
this.
Watching the Intimate Portrait, he's just bossing me around and closed blinds in his apartment like some drunk person on Sunset Boulevard.
But no, we got these curtains and so it's not as loud in here. So by curious episode, I must say, I think this might be one of my favorites that we ever did. We did a by curious episode of Inmate to Roommate. On A&E episode 3 called something like I'm over this, I'm done. I don't know, we're getting this wrong. But Inmate to Roommate, you can find that at the By Curious at our Patreon at the $5 level. We had a good time. God, Sharna. I still have nightmares about thinking about Sharna's self-pleasuring. I still say it's more like
yeah, just like
yes.
We can't do it. We can't do it, y'all. Anyway, we had a really good time on that by Curious, so be sure to check that out.
And Dr. Henry. People have agreed with us that we think he's writing a paper.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or killing him. We don't know.
We had a great time on that.
We had
that
a good time.
Good by Curious. What else isn't...
Other announcement for September, on September 16th, Love is Blind After the Altar comes out, which is season 2. We may get to see a little bit of the decimation of Iana and Jarrett's relationship, possibly.
Probably.
And we will maybe get to see other problems that are happening with Nick and Danielle. But
yes.
Spoiler alert, if you don't know, none of the couples from season 2 are together anymore.
Nope, they're not. They're not.
And
so.
There's a lot of Natalie and Shane drama. Natalie or Shane and Shayna drama.
If you're watching anyway. Into more portrait, I'm just. First of all, you're sitting right here, right
hi.
In between us.
Honk, honk.
$15 tier, but I'm also making the Shayna face of.
So, also, if you can't get enough of these assholes from season 2, you need to watch After the Altar.
Oh yeah.
There is a certain population who I didn't like a lot of them, but I still need to know. I did after kind of reading the notes of the conversation that Natalie and Iana had on her podcast. I love Natalie. And she's definitely my favorite person.
I like Natalie too. We liked her.
Yeah.
We liked her.
But also Big news. Huge.
What?
Love is Blind season 3.
Oh, we
October.
Yeah.
We don't have a release date.
Called it.
But it's official.
Called it.
It's happening in Dallas.
I'm going to the big D. I don't mean Dallas. Sucking a dick in a Love is Blind Dallas.
That hurt my ears.
I kind of threw it up in my head. It was like, went,
I like it how your voice just shoots through you.
Yeah.
Just, all right. That's
gonna,
all the announcements
we're
going to
talk
have.
About singing today, actually.
We, that's pretty good for announcements.
That's pretty good for it is.
Let's jump into this, y'all.
Jump in. I 90 Day Fiancé put this scene on their Instagram of Libby and Andre with the their friend who's, you know,
Marisol.
Marisol. And I just put, we are two opera queens and we will have opinions.
I have a lot to say about
this.
I did
too. I mean, you have even, you're a voice teacher, but.
Number one.
As a student of dick sucking and voice, I have opinions too.
And a good student.
Thank you. Studied a lot.
When you're with...
I was doing homework like Branwyn. Oh, gotta suck this dick again.
The Spanish. I was a Spanish. Este gato.
Y'all, Love After Lockup is so good.
That scene was hard to watch, though.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's fucking riveting television.
Two things are true here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you two truisms that will always be true.
Okay.
It's a lot of true in that sentence.
Yeah.
If you're with someone who says, I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to sing professionally. A1, you definitely know this because they've talked about it before.
They've talked about it a lot.
A lot.
A lot. A lot.
A lot. And a person who used to sing, when they said, I don't know if you know this, but I used to sing professionally, you will get treated to that person singing by the end of the evening.
You will. You will.
It's whenever
whether you want to hear them sing or not.
Exactly. You haven't asked them. Now, it's one of those things that if either a singing teacher or people who do sing, we say sing professionally doesn't really mean anything because you could say, I once sang the national anthem at a Pittsburgh Penguin dog eaters game.
Well, it's like saying you're a professional actor. You could say, oh, what are you working on right now? And you could not have booked anything in 6 months.
Or you can be a professional singer and sing backup, which backup singers work very hard.
Real fucking
but
hard.
But they work, you could sing backup for a regional act who you saw. So
Or you could be the bass in a quartet.
And a like barbershop quartet.
A barbershop quartet. So they could say, sing us something. You would just go, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, I love my sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline.
And that's no one wants to hear that.
And that's all you've got.
And that's boom, all you've boom, got. Boom,
boom. There and she goes.
Yeah.
And all. She was pretty. There was she goes.
That's all you've got.
My bull was there.
And then what are you going to do?
But the thing about it is we say either sing for money or sing for dollars. That's what I'll hear. Mm. But here's the issue. I was in our Sissy Squad, someone did point out, because the first thought I actually wrote down, this is a Florida Kris Jenner. Because it looks like her.
Yeah.
She was wearing this
leopard.
Off the shoulder leopard thing.
Which I have to say.
Which would look great on me.
I was going to say, you would wear that in a second.
Oh, I plan to start that phase within 10 years of wearing
it
things like
that. It will
just
be leopard.
Very Naomi from Mama's Family.
Oh, yes.
We
should say, while you're taking a drink of your Diet Coke, I just want to say, some people don't watch, but basically, y'all, they're having a housewarming party because it's their new house. So that's all you need to know. So all these people are coming
over. The Butthole Brigade's there.
It's very cold when Becky walks in. Andre just kind of opens the door and he just holds it. And Becky's like, hi.
I will say, the sisters call it. This is everyone he just wants to network with.
Oh, my gosh.
His immigration lawyer is there. There's a mortgage person. There's someone who sells them Amway.
Yeah. Becky's like, she says, I'll be Becky.
It's
you be
so
Jen.
Random.
He has no idea who's here. No one. We don't know who any of these people are,
I don't know
right?
Who any of them are.
Right? I mean, can you. Who just invites people over they don't
Someone's
know?
Someone's like taking care of their dog. It's like a networking event.
Yeah, it is a networking event. Yeah, they just...
I think this is actually kind of smart.
Yeah. Andre doesn't know. Like, who invites their immigration lawyer over? And I went, someone who talked to their immigration lawyer all the fucking time and is grateful that they bought a home in the U.S. Yeah. Andre has said this means a big deal to him.
Also,
yes, she would invite that person over.
Also, we're going to see that immigration lawyer later in the season.
I think they're just handing out invitations saying, hey, do you want to come?
These two harpies could not be happy if they bought a gallon of happiness.
No,
they're
like,
so
who
awful.
Buys a gallon of happiness? I only need a quart.
Oh, God. I did write later on, and I said to you earlier before, can you imagine being Libby and being judged so harshly for every
her
single thing you did?
Her entire fucking life.
But between those two and her horrible mother.
Oh.
And the only thing thankful is Chuck. She's the apple of Chuck's eye.
And
who
you,
she calls Dada in one thing, and I kind of went, gross. Well, I think you need to do better.
Wasn't she saying that because the child was there? I think she's saying that in front of the baby. Like,
it's still weird.
No, it's like, Papa's here. Like when the kid's there.
No, he says, hi, Dada. She hugged him.
Because that's what I think she...
No, they call him something different, though.
Oh.
Happy. They call him Happy.
Oh, Pappy, I think.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pappy. They just call it Happy.
Hey, Happy's here.
Happy's here.
So before we get to Tampa Kris Jenner...
And also, though, why would they have any idea who's it? They have a life outside you, Becky and Jen. They know people you don't know.
Becky and Jen don't, though.
That would be like you showing up to my house and going, I don't know anyone here.
It would be weird.
I mean, what?
It would be weird because I wouldn't show up to your housewarming.
If I had free
booze. I spent plenty of time. Well, that's a good point.
If I had free booze and if I made homemade queso.
Yeah, just know I'm going to Irish goodbye the fuck out of your party.
Oh, yeah. It will be there for 30 minutes. If that.
No, it'll take me an hour to drink my fill and then get an Uber.
Okay.
So, yeah, just in time enough to drink just and then Irish
Uber
goodbye the fuck out of your party.
Or if you're bougie, an Alto.
Like an Alto.
One of my friends, I went on that. I was like, what is this Alto? And then I said, oh, I'm going to get this. And I was like, I'm not paying $100 a year for a subscription.
It's ridiculous.
Just get a lift. Anyway.
So they're showing them the house. And the house looks nice.
It looks nice. I think, you know what I think's nice? Maybe it's my, but the mortgage broker is hot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a hot guy.
Yeah, he was hot. He could give me an interest rate.
So these are all
qualifying
people who,
loan.
Nothing sexy about any of those.
I don't know any more terms.
Right.
That's all I know.
Because neither of us are homeowners, y'all. Neither of us has a mortgage. Because we live in Los Angeles.
Because I live in Los Angeles.
Because we spend way too much money on rent.
It's true.
So. We entered the studio, and that's when Marisol says, I don't know if you know this, but used to sing professionally. And she's like, so why don't you give us a little something? There is no normal way to randomly burst into song like you're doing an American Idol audition. People who perform for a living know this.
I just want to say, especially because, let's add the context here, she's on national television.
Yes.
So whatever she does is going to be shared
critiqued
over and over and over. And
so of course she's not going to do it.
Of course
I knew she wouldn't sing.
And you know what? It's interesting because she said, Marisol says, when someone asks you to sing and you're a professional singer, you sing. And I went,
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Because someone pays you. Then you sing.
We both have been professional singers. I sing when you give me money.
This woman.
I'm not going to sing on national TV and also sing us. They can't sing Shania Twain's From This Moment On because
no.
That song is fucking copyrighted.
I liked it when mom's like, sing from this moment. You sang that at my wedding, what, 15 years ago? I'm sure you can do it now.
But I will sing that duet with Libby. I know it all by heart. I know because it was originally a duet with Brian White. It's much better as a duet than a single song, actually. I've sang it at like 4 weddings. They're all divorced now.
I was going to say.
But I have sang it at like 4 weddings. They're all divorced.
That was a very popular wedding song about 15, 20 years ago.
Yep. Don't know why I had to add 15 to 20 years on that.
Because you're old. So.
Wow. So, but yes. Fuck off.
And she kept pushing her. She kept saying, come on. Come on, sing. I think you should really sing. It's, you know, if you're going to put up, you're going to show what you've got. I guarantee you if Marisol would have started singing, she would have been like, oh, it just would have been awful.
Like Evelyn.
Yeah.
But you know what I had more of a problem with? Is two things. First of all, this is going back a little bit, but that feather lamp in Ellie's room is going to get so dirty. That's all I thought when you saw a feather lamp. Y'all, how do you clean your feather lamp?
That's true.
It's pretty, but it's going to get so dirty. You would sneeze because of feathers. So dirty.
I'm allergic to feathers.
But here's the deal. So Libby tells them, I'm thinking of doing nursery rhymes.
Well, she says nursery rhymes, and everyone goes,
I think that's so smart.
I've got to say this. When she said it and I thought about it, I was like, she could put that on YouTube and do well.
Do you know how much money those people that do kids' music on YouTube? Y'all, they make so much money.
We laugh.
And she did it with her daughter?
We laugh because it's a weird thing that Libby's like, I've been thinking about doing nursery rhymes, actually, in a very Libby thing. And, of course, they all roll their eyes. But it actually could make money in a YouTube context.
Yes.
But they're like, ugh, who would do that? Who cares about money? I want to record terrible pop covers that no one will ever see.
Yeah, even Becky's like, yeah, I'm going to sing nursery rhymes. I don't know what's going on. First of all, she's saying that Libby is, maybe she's saying she wants to make money off camera. But on the show, she said, I just want to do something that's a stress relief.
Great.
Sing nursery rhymes. Sing fucking Adele. Sing whatever. If you want to sing for the joy of it, sing. Lay off.
I am livid that these fuckers are making me defend Libby. I should be making fun of her and her American Idol audition, which was better than we thought.
Did you see the video she put out of her singing a country song?
No.
She sounds real good.
Really?
She sounds really good singing country. Huh. I forget what song it is. She sounds really good.
Don't show
good.
It to me.
I forgot what song it is, though.
Can we do this later?
What? When she sang country, I'm like, I'm here for it.
You know, we're not just having a chat. This is an actual podcast that we're being filmed
she
on.
She sings Blue. You know, Blue.
Leanne Rimes.
Which is a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
She sings it. It is weird.
Why are you shouting?
It is weird because you shout at me.
But no, that's with intention. You're shouting at me because you're excited.
I am excited because she just filmed the video just recently. So she's pregnant and it sounds.
Oh, wow. So it's recent.
And Andre's like in it too. And she's singing Whoa So Lonesome For You. And I went, this video makes it look like someone knocked you up and now you can't find your baby daddy anymore. Like if you didn't know the show.
As I rub my stomach.
And she literally is rubbing her stomach saying, why can't you be blue?
Wow.
Because I got your baby. But that's the way. But she sounds really good. I was impressed.
No more Big Gulp.
What?
It's too much caffeine.
No, crazy. You know why I get excited? Because as an artist and someone that has been a singer and put in this position, I am sick of artists having to defend themselves
for
the validity of when they want to do something.
Agree.
You want to do something also, and it's creative
and
it.
And the judgment of any as anyone who's trying to make money off of art, there is such a judgment.
And honestly, probably because of this show, because of their cameos, because of Andre selling houses, Libby's probably in a position where I don't have to think about doing something just to make money, just for the fun of it.
And they poo-poo that. So, anyway, and it's also like a nice thing to her to do with her daughter. And
I think it, with her online presence, I think she can fucking do TikToks and make a shit ton of money from that.
So, of course, all the women just poo-poo the idea and go, roll their eyes. So they move on to the party is wrapping up.
Everybody leaves except for family.
Yeah.
And even Becky's like, that was a great party. No one got into an argument.
I feel very warm from your home.
And Andre says, well, that's because someone wasn't here. Wasn't here.
It's true. And they bring, he also says, he's like, there was no drama. And then it's so funny because it sounds so awful, but they all expect it. That's because you kept your mouth shut. And if he was talking to someone who was not terrible, I think I'd have a real problem. It's because you kept your mouth shut.
But because they are terrible, you kind of can't fault Andre for being so fucking rude.
And it's kind of like we've all just gotten used to just such a coarse response from him.
He's just a bull in human form. I know. Ooh. It makes him real hot. Woo.
I just went somewhere. I just paw on the ground.
That song, The Matador, just went through my head.
That's from Carmen, y'all.
Okay.
When he's banging
your headboard. You know what? And that's a lot more humane than actual bullfighting.
Oh, a lot more.
We don't condone bullfighting, but we can condone.
What a brave stance.
We condone matador fucking.
Y'all, reality gays does not condone bullfighting.
Doesn't. Can you imagine Andre, though, in a matador uniform?
Ooh. We need to move on. Ooh. Otherwise, I'm going to have to excuse myself into an interior room.
A red
room.
Cape, and I would just try to. Ooh.
So this little bit at the end, they bring up Charlie and Pamela.
The mom.
The most in denial enabler is basically saying, well, Andre, you and Charlie should bury the hatchet. That's where she says, there will be no hatchets buried. And then this is interesting. Andre, without calling him a bum, which he normally does, says he needs to get help for his issues with alcohol. And the sisters go, we've never agreed with him once. But we're with him now.
Because he's on this outside looking in.
Yeah.
Honestly, if we look back, I think wasn't Andre was calling that out before any of the rest of the
family.
Yeah,
he's calling him a drunk.
He was calling that out before.
Yep.
And so they're getting that. But what, you know, I'm actually glad they're showing this again. I actually hope if people are watching this and maybe they're in denial or defending someone who's in the middle of something, they go, wait. I sound like Pam. And mm-hmm. if you sound like Pam, that means you need to go to an Al-Anon meeting. You were in denial about this because the rest of this fam, I think even Chuck feels like Chuck is seeing it
he
clearer.
He stayed out of it. But did you hear Chuck say, yeah, mom of the year over here?
I did hear him say that.
So, and probably, y'all, this family, the best thing for Libby to do is actually establish boundaries with her family, which it seems like she's trying. It's a lot better because the sisters are a lot less influential over Libby than they used to be.
Yeah.
And Libby has set boundaries in her life because this family is a toxic waste dump. The Chuck still has animosity towards mom. Mom has animosity towards everyone. Everyone hates Libby because she's Chuck's favorite.
It's interesting because Pamela, the mom, Pam, she basically compares. She says off after the party, she says to the camera, I think Andre and Charlie are a lot alike because they're both headstrong and stubborn. I disagree with that. But she says to Andre, she says, like, you should talk to him, bury the hatch, because she said, I think you both are...
alpha males.
I think you both are similar people in the same. Yeah. Which Andre completely takes offense to and says, "How dare you!" Not like
you insulted me in my old house.
And that's like he tells her if she. This is where I think Andre. I understood where he's coming from, but when he told her, if you don't get out of your denial, you can't come into my house anymore.
The reason why that was triggering for Andre is he thinks of Charlie as a loser, and that is the one thing he can never be.
Yes. I understand where he's coming from. I think that it was a little, he forgot about his wife in that moment.
He can't say that.
And that he's telling his grandmother.
Babe.
I like too that I kind of gasped when he said that and thought it was terrible. And the family is just so used to that. They were
That's what I'm saying.
They all just were like, ugh, Andre.
That boorish behavior.
And they just
kind of
rolled their eyes at him.
And
also, I'm sorry, I got to say this. Pam's lipstick is terrible. It's not a nude, but it's just off of a nude. But Pam, put a little bit more blush color on your lips, honey, when you're on camera. Yep. I bet that looks great when you're going to the grandkids baseball game, but it does not look good on camera.
You heard it there.
You heard it there.
Andre does finally say, he's like, I just want us to help him. And Andre's like, I'm not here to help him. Fuck Charlie. So this is interesting. We're getting to a place where most of the family is setting a boundary, and I wonder if the family is going to cross the boundary for her. She says a big birthday. I imagine it's her 60th. And
I don't know.
Her big birthday coming up.
I mean, they could be building, if they end up having like fucking intervention style of the fam with Charlie.
You know what? I would love that, and I would not be surprised if production tried to make that happen.
I wouldn't be
because
surprised if they try to do that.
That's, although I don't want to see Charlie on this season.
I don't. It's a better season without him and the third butthole brigader.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Megan.
The podhastiest podhast. She's awful.
She's awful. She's awful.
She does. She makes it worse. Every time she's around the
other
women.
She riles up Jen and Becky.
Yeah. She does. She does. She makes it worse.
She does. I'm interested where this storyline's going to go. Like, the singing, the family basically is all together now, except for with the mom.
I have
no idea where this is going to go.
I can't believe that this storyline is kind of the bright spot of season 7 for me.
I'm honestly probably the most.
What?
I'm the most interested in this family storyline, I think, so far.
I would never have thought that.
I'm never, because they always do the same beat. Here we go again. Here we go again.
And this is we're not in cringe territory with these. We are actually invested to see how this works.
And ironically enough, it's changed, I think, the most because Andre makes his own money now.
Yeah,
he supports his family. They're not. It doesn't seem like at least from they're not dependent
on. Well,
their
the butthole
family
brigade
anymore.
Can't complain,
so they can't. Yeah.
That's them.
Y'all, that says something. Make your own money in life, and then whatever people say, you can just say, fuck out of my house.
Should we take a quick break and get back to Samuel, the explosive?
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
You are no longer my son. You will not be invited to anything ever. Even our funerals.
I don't know what's being said, but I don't think it's good.
I videoed, I don't think, maybe I'll post it or something. I videoed myself watching
I died.
This. And when she's like, and you could see her face. She was crying, Smith's mother.
Yeah, Ginny wasn't crying. She just said, I sweat.
Ginny just goes, I don't know what else to say, but don't think it's good.
Something happened with Samantha.
I don't think it's going well.
I don't think it's going well. Reminds me of when there was a fox in the hen house. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Y'all, Ginny and Smith.
Ginny and Smith.
Can I just say,
I'm loving this season. What's wrong with me?
They just need to go to America already.
Yeah.
I don't see any way. She's going to be continually tortured by his relationship with his parents.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better.
And yeah.
And Submit, just this could be the best thing for Submit, but I say Submit, which is really kind of ironic. But he says, I don't know how I can live without my mother in my life. Well, you can find a way.
No,
after this.
This is all about, he will continue to terrorize Jenny with his mother for the rest of his life. I don't think he'll ever want to move to the U.S.
I don't see it happening. But to me, it's the only way.
It is the only way. It is the only way.
Because even if they stay in India, there'll always be the idea of the mother being around there. I'm saying it might even be a good thing for the mom to say, you're not my son anymore.
She did. She did say that.
She did.
She did say that. It's interesting. This could have been very similar in like or a metaphor to like, as queer kids, you worry about how your family's going to react.
That's why it's compelling. Yeah,
it's compelling, but at the same time, normally I would feel really bad for someone if their mother said, I'm disowning you. Submit has drugged this out so much.
Yep.
And really just honestly, I do still feel sorry for Jenny, but he's drugged this out so much, I don't feel sorry for him anymore on this.
No.
I'm just like...
This is
dude,
this is also the point where
he's actually terrorizing everyone in his life with his choice. Jenny and his family.
Right. It gets to the point now, you guys, where yes, you can say it's Indian culture to be so enmeshed with your parents. Fine.
Great.
But when you're marrying Jenny, and obviously her, you're very, oh my nose is killing me. It's my allergies. I'm sorry for those of you watching the intimate portrait.
Mine too. We're not doing Coke. We'd be slimmer.
No, it's
we'd be so thin.
When it's hot in Los Angeles, the allergies get worse.
I wish it was. But
But what's happening is there's been no chance of a boundary. And
no.
When that can't happen, regardless of how enmeshed you are, everyone's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
The family, Submit, Jenny, everyone's family is going to be miserable.
I think no one's more miserable than mom. Because when this episode starts, she's still sobbing. And the mother just says, oh, he's put me through hell his entire life.
And, oh, the pain I endured while giving birth to him.
Yes. Then you're like, okay. And then she keeps on going, he's made me cry his whole life.
Now,
always.
What's interesting here is our Indian sissies have come at us and say, Sumit's mom is extreme for Indian moms.
Yes, 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 extreme.
But they do say she's not far off, especially for Indian boy moms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that's where she looks at me. She says, are you even our son? And he says, yes. And she said, no.
No, you're
you
not.
Don't look like our son. And that's where she says, when we die, you will not be invited. And that is when they say that. That editor said, Jenny says this line. Where am I going to put this line? And this other editor said, say that. Put it right after the mom said he can't come to the funeral. Somebody buy that.
I don't understand what was said, but it doesn't sound good.
And then... not only is mom talking about this time, but then she says, you will pay for your actions in the next life.
Yes, it's not only this life. Chicken Jenny will follow you to the next and the one after that.
She's just walking along.
She'll be a salamander in the next life.
And she says, I will never accept this. Never, 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 never. And then she basically says, it was really poetic the way she said. She said, you know what? Give her all the love.
Give her all the love. Because
give that chicken.
All the love that you would have given myself, your father,
your children, future children.
Give her. And I went, give Mama Smith all the awards. Because she has earned them for this performance by a villainous mother.
Oh, it is just...
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
This is top level acting here, drama, you guys. This is
put her in a Bollywood movie.
I know.
Ugh.
So she,
we don't need your kindness.
And she does say, we have no need for your love.
But Sumit says, but I need it.
Yeah.
And it really is. I wrote, this is kind of when I wrote, I said, dude, then choose. Just choose. Make a choice and go with your choice. This spoiled asshole wants to have all of his cake and eat it too.
And doesn't care if everyone's miserable.
And he's making everyone miserable. And I just am like, you're a piece of spineless shit.
Yep. Full stop.
And I know.
That's where we are now.
And I know that some people say, Jenny, she's an idiot. Da-da. I still feel for Jenny in that I can see where Jenny tracks, where Jenny says in this episode, I really thought after we got married, this would finally end.
I still can't believe Sumit and Jenny got married. I'm still adjusting to that.
We forgot we had about four seasons of them being together and not getting married. But I agree. I think I would have thought when Jenny thought when, because it was such a fucking ordeal for them to get married, you would think this is it. And the only thing I could see this. So if you're watching this season for the first time, Jenny's anger here seems unfounded or out. It's kind of scary, I have to say.
Yeah.
But it seems unfounded or out of the blue. But when you know the history of how this woman's just been, not even second, but fucking fourth fiddle in this guy's life for the rest of her life.
You understand. Freaks out. But it seems warranted.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, totally, well, no, y'all. She's just laying eggs.
She says, and he's like, do you realize this is bad? She's like, yes, it's bad. It's fucking bad.
Like when that one time I was around the field, the sky was falling. I started telling her, sky's falling. Nobody believe me, Smith. Nobody believe me. I had to tell her, and then the sky fell. I lost my boat that way, Smith.
Remember when I made that stone soup?
Oh, when I baked that bread, no one would help me.
The fox didn't want to help me.
The fox didn't want to know.
But they want to eat the bread.
Mm-hmm.
They want to eat the bread.
Hope the sky doesn't fall.
I think I conflate all of those.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Did your neighbor die?
No, it sounds like she's just rolling a bowling ball again.
She honestly probably was like, what is that fucking, does my neighbor have a chicken?
It did sound like that.
She probably wonders. She probably thinks that you got a rooster. I mean,
there are a lot of cocks here, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo!
But
Hey, yo. But I just want to say, when she freaks the fuck out, and she even says, because this is just, because it's happened so many times, I know what's going to happen. You're going to go chase your parents again. And that's exactly what he does.
He goes outside, kind of hugs his mom, like forces her to hug him. She's just sitting there.
And Jenny's like, that's exactly what I thought would happen. He's gone after his parents. He's not asking about how I am in this, how it's affecting me, any of this. And Sumit, he can't imagine that because it's all on him. And he's just
It's all about him.
Right.
Not on him. It's about him.
It's all about him and how he feels and the love he's just lost. But she's getting completely rejected as well.
Completely. Because he's telling you, I need you to be here for me. Can't you support me? And then when he had the fucking audacity to say to her, I have given up so much in my life to be with you. I went, she fucking cashed in her 401k early and moved to fucking India for you.
And they are living off her retirement.
And you're living off your retirement. She is giving up everything for you, you piece of shit.
Those are some big pakoras he's got down there.
He's such an asshole. Like, ugh. I'm starting to get the same feeling, like, almost like Bilal. I can't stand him so much.
But Sumit wraps himself in a cloak a lot easier than Bilal.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Bilal, even just another new low this week for Bilal. Woo!
Wow.
I wrote a sissy, and I wrote, I don't know how it is that in one breath I can abhor Bilal so much and absolutely love Shida with all of my being.
That we're going to talk about in the next
on part two.
On part two, but y'all, that move, Shida set that up. She knew exactly what she was doing.
It was a masterclass,
and it was perfect.
Oh,
and
I love Shida.
I think Shida is a lot more. Her wheels are turning a lot more than we think a lot of times.
I think Shida's a quick learner.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a survivor.
She learned quickly.
She's not going to give up.
She learned quickly the game that was being played.
Yeah.
And that she was going to get ahead. She knew what to put. Sorry. I'll go. My nose is just too now.
it's the allergies. You're crazy. People are going to think we've been doing coke.
No, we'd be very slim. We're not.
Basically, they had that one scene in the bedroom where she gets physical with him. We've never seen that. She's like, wah, 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 and feathers fly.
I really wish a PA would just throw some feathers in the scene.
Did you hear that one time where he's screaming?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
A dog just starts howling.
And at first, I thought it was a rooster.
I thought it was a rooster.
And I had to watch it like three times.
And a dog was like, rah, 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 rah. She's going, and dog's like, and what freaks her out is Sumit saying, oh, I need to pamper you. Oh, no, you just need to have some fucking consideration.
Yeah.
For someone who's supposed to be your wife and partner.
You need to look at her and say, are you okay?
Yeah.
And even if he said, that was really hard for me. My mother just disowned me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like shit. How are you feeling? That's it.
And at one point, she says, get away from me. Forever. Forever.
Forever.
That doesn't mean that.
No.
So, and then Sumit says the most asshole thing it possible. You had an option not to come.
And I was trying to rewind in my mind.
He asked her.
Didn't he ask her to come?
But he gave her the option. That's that's the thing, you guys. These people, sometimes people like Sumit will give you an option let you choose it. And then when you get upset about what happens, they'll blame you.
Bilal does the same thing.
That's yes.
It's this idea. So you really don't have an option.
No. Sometimes you're given a choice.
Because Sumit doesn't want to take responsibility for anything ever.
It's almost like, well, you can go to Christmas with my family, or you cannot go. We're okay with you not going, but people will talk about you, just so you're aware. People will talk about you if you don't go. And then you get home with your husband, and you're like, oh, I had such a terrible time. And your husband goes, well, I gave you the option not to go. That's a non-choice. It's awful.
It's awful. It's
stop
awful.
Stop doing that. If you do that to people, stop it.
We just saw the first episode where she said, I don't really want to go do this. And he guilted her into going.
Yep.
Ugh.
Not good.
God, I can't stand him.
Didn't go good.
Didn't go good. This horse is dead. Just leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it.
I think that's it for this show.
I think that's all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we only had five. Because we're not doing Big Pred, But we have we have Jovi and Yara, Bilal and Shida, and Kimbali and Uthman.
And
we have a little bit of Big Brother Corner this week, which I'm, if you know by listening, you know I'm a Big Brother fan. This week was absolutely insane. So I have to talk about it.
He's going to have to apply now. If you're going to talk about Big Brother, the next time you're going to have to apply.
I am so glad I did not apply this season.
I know, but I'm holding you to it. If you're going to talk about it, I'm making you apply. You got busy.
Okay.
I just want you to win $1 million and promote our show.
Let's be honest.
And promote our show.
$750,000.
That's it? For all that, why 750? That's a weird number.
That's a lot of money.
I know, but that's a weird number.
They've increased it.
Why not 500,000 or a million? Why 750?
It used to be 500.
Oh. I just want to say this. Submit does say when he says, I gave up all my relationships and now all I have is Jenny. Why can't she be here for me? And I went, that's literally what she did for you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
I just wanted to say that. That's what he ended on.
Someone did, and I don't know if you saw this. I think it might have only been to me. But an Indian sissy, they were this is the same thing they were talking about, Mama Submit, and they said, just for a little clarification for Indian society, Submit and being married to Jenny does mean that the family has a social stigma. And it will mean that they will not be invited to things. And everyone will talk about them.
And the brother talks about she'll be made fun of.
Now,
and he's on a television show, so everybody sees it.
Yeah. So, but she did also say
what a cruel thing to do.
Submit, at the same time, Submit has no friends because other people in society will also shun him for what he's done. So the only thing possible that's what she was saying. The only thing possible for them to have any sense of normalcy is to come to America. But she said she also says the same thing. She doesn't think that's going to happen because Submit is attached to his mother's tit. And with boys, especially older boys who get married late in life, Indian boys, they never get off that mother's tit. Yeah.
And obviously a mother figure is important to him.
Well, obviously.
Let's call it for what it is.
Obviously.
Although it's not as creepy. You haven't watched it, but it's not as creepy as the new mother-son couple we just got on 90 Day UK.
Mother-son couple?
Well, they're not a mother, but it's like, it's so obvious. The woman who's 68 and she's dating the guy, Sam from Pakistan, who's 28.
The MILF.
It's Pam and Sam.
More of a GILF, grandma. Oh.
It is so, the way he talks to her, though, it's like creepy, like you're my mama. It's so good, y'all. If you're not watching 90 Day UK,
you're doing it
that
wrong.
That show is so good.
It actually goes back to where the franchise started.
Yeah, it's the best Katie and Alejandro segment. I'm going to need to train dart you
because you're so crazy.
It's so good. It's so, anyway.
Like a charging elephant.
And Callum the Gay with Marvin. Oh, y'all, it's so good. Anyway, so be sure to check out that. I remember this week we've got Below Deck. We've got a lot dropping. Below Deck, Below Down Under, and Med. And we also have 90 Day UK and Smothered.
Lots
to choose from, y'all. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Go follow us on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. And you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're working on that website. Getting there. I promise by September, end of September. Anyway, y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts Poods because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
just blinked your eyes.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I have to blink.
Now you went like one with this way. Yeah, sorry, y'all.
I've got allergies.
And if you are starting to look at things in White House Black Market and Chico's and thinking this off the shoulder leopard looks good for me, call us and you're right. It does.